Diana Gibson. Website: dianagibson.bcndp.ca. Facebook: Diana_Gibson_BC. X: Diana_Gibson_BC. Instagram: Diana_Gibson_BC. Political party: how long have you been a member?
I have been an NDP volunteer for over 2 decades. My kids have grown up on Murray Rankin's campaigns.
Do you live in the riding, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to the riding?
Yes, I have lived in this riding and this community for over 10 years. This is where I am raising my 3 teenage children, where I have built my business, and where I have volunteered on school parent and music associations. I have worked with many individuals and organizations across the riding on housing affordability and climate action, including working closely with the districts of Saanich, Oak Bay, and City of Victoria.
What is your occupation, and for how long?
I have over 30 years of senior leadership experience. I have a master's degree in international development and hold a distinguished research associate position. I am an entrepreneur and have been a CEO. Most recently, I was the executive director of the Community Social Planning Council of Greater Victoria, leading the development and launch of the region's first rent bank, which helped over 2,000 households avoid eviction during the pandemic. I've worked on healthcare policy and published a best-selling book on healthcare, and I have worked on programs focused on building sustainability and poverty reduction.
What do you believe is the biggest issue facing your community and why?
Everything is getting more expensive. Too many people are living paycheck to paycheck. Global inflation and high interest rates are hiking costs of everything. The BCNDP has made some good progress for people. They eliminated MSP premiums, cut childcare costs in half on average, froze ICBC basic rates, and even provided more meals to kids in schools, which is helping parents with their grocery bill. I know there is more to do, and I am looking forward to being your representative to work to make our community a place where everyone feels secure and can get ahead.
What actions or efforts have you taken to learn the concerns of your constituents?
I've raised my family here, grown my business here. For more than 10 years, I've sat on volunteer committees, parent advisory committee meetings, and been knocking doors and talking to neighbors about our community for years. I've hosted forums regionally on housing, climate action, affordability, and participated in others to hear community ideas and concerns. The BCNDP is making progress for people on healthcare, childcare, and housing. I know that there is still a lot of work to do, and I'm ready to join David Eby to continue to work for my community.
What do you want to see improved in British Columbia in 4, 8, and 20 years?
And as a mom of 3 teenage children, I'm worried for their future on this planet, and I'm a passionate advocate for strong climate action. As the executive director of the Community Social Planning Council, I launched an award-winning regional climate action program and have worked on a program that helped get e-bikes and heat pumps to low-income households. The BCNDP has the most ambitious climate action plan on the continent. The BCNDP will continue to aggressively reduce emissions by holding big polluters accountable and supporting individuals to reduce their footprints.
How would you go about addressing contentious issues within your riding?
Dialogue and communication within our community is so important. I have been hearing from people about the importance of community voice and ensuring that everyone in our community can participate in dialogue on important issues. I will work hard as MLA to listen, learn, and represent my community well.
Would you vote against your party and leader if it were best for your constituents?
I've always been a strong advocate for my community, my volunteer work, and community leadership, and will continue to represent our community's priorities and issues as MLA. I'm running as a candidate for the BCNDP because I believe in the shared fundamental values we have, including on human rights. The needs of my community and the people in it are always my priority, and David Eby and the BCNDP reflect the priorities of our community. We're going to get more homes built, lower costs, and hire more doctors. I'm committed to working for everyone in our community.
Why do you think you are qualified to do this job?
My life's work has been making life better for people. I have studied the healthcare system. I have been a social planner, an executive director, CEO, and entrepreneur. I know this community, I love this community, and I understand where the gaps are. I would be humbled to earn the vote of the people here in Oak Bay Gordon Head and to have the honor to represent them as their MLA in the BC Legislature with David Eby and the BC NDP. Why are you running? What's your motivation? My mother taught me the importance of serving your community. As a kid, I remember stuffing envelopes for Oxfam with my mom. Today, the problems that we face, healthcare, affordability, and housing, are the issues I have been working on my whole career. The BC NDP is making a difference. People in our riding have told me they just got a family doctor or affordable childcare. But there is much more to do. Rusted has said he would cut and undo the progress we are making on affordability, climate action, and healthcare. We just can't afford that right now. About Oak Bay Gordon Head. With the retirement of NDP MLA Murray Rankin, Oak Bay Gordon Head doesn't have an incumbent running. Rankin, who previously served as an MP, comfortably won his seat in 2020 with about 51% of the vote. The Green Party came in with about 26%, while the Liberals had about 23%. Before 2020, the riding was held by former BC Green Party MLA and party leader Andrew Weaver. In 2017, he received about 52% of votes. The candidates in Oak Bay Gordon Head. The candidates this election are Conservative Stephen Andrew, a former television journalist, Green Party Deputy Leader Dr. Lisa Gunderson, New Democrat Diana Gibson, a community leader and entrepreneur. See the full list of Vancouver Island candidates here. We are posting the candidate questionnaires riding by riding. About the profiles, we asked readers what they wanted to ask candidates and used those answers to help shape our election coverage, including candidate questionnaires. The answers are presented as submitted by the candidates, edited only for length if they exceeded the word limit they were given. We did not correct grammar, spelling, or typos. See an error or something that needs to be changed? You can report it to election@timescolonist.com or use the report a typo link below.